And then I think final report, KY, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The Task Force on Water-Land Interface met once since the last Commission meeting. The meeting was on the 22nd of February. The Task Force discussed one item, which is an item that has been going along and for years, is a review on the public cargo working area by the Marine Department. It happened that the six of the public cargo working areas in Hong Kong had berth license agreement expiring by the end of July 2016. And before the agreements renew, Marine Department held before the agreements were renewed, Marine Department or even tender conduct a review, Marine Department. And result of the review or the conclusion they draw from the review is they would like to retain most of the current PCWA sea frontage for bidding by operators, among which they actually in particular designate 13% for exclusive use by paper recyclers. This is one of the major use. And of course, the paper recyclers are the one that is displaced by the four, because we had this Kwun Tong waterfront promenade. But good news to the Commission is the Marine Department decided to release 6% of the water frontage for non-PCWA use. So we get more 6%, 6% of the waterfront more, and at the same time, they would like to hand over three of the berths at the Western District PCWA for reallocation for other use by the local community. So this is the upside we got. The task force looked the findings, looked the recommendation, acknowledged that we still need the PCWA, and yet at the same time welcome the release of space for other communal use.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just a question for me. Are the three berths at Western, are they easily accessible and of useful? Are they useful from a connectivity and an access perspective?
Yes. It's quite similar to the waterfront at the Western wholesale market.
Okay.
So actually, just side by side.
Good. And presumably Harbour Unit is going to follow up on that?
In terms of accessibility, indeed the local community earnestly awaits for the release of the barging area because they believe that it can actually help open up more open space for the residents. So on this front, our unit is working with the district council and also the commission to engage all of stakeholders to work out the best plan to take forward in developing that space into open area. I think that's most important. Yeah.
Sorry, final question. I seem to remember there was work necessary to the berths. Are they structurally safe and sound?
They are very safe.
Yeah.
They have a huge loading.
Yeah. But there was some reinforcing necessary? No?
I think for the public cargo working area, there shouldn't be any because it's not a pier, it's a waterfront.
Yeah, sure.
It's actually the structural, I won't say problem, but structurally not particularly strong issue was related to the Western wholesale market.
Yeah.
There are piers,
right.
And these are the piers that you can't build too much on it.
Right.
So there are two different locations, though they are adjacent to each other.
Okay. Thank you. Good. Thank you. All right. Any questions for KY? Sorry, Paul?
Yeah, I just want to remind people that this pier in Western was won the People's Prize for Public Open Space a few years ago, and it's one of the most popular public spaces, despite the fact that there is cargo, despite the fact that there are no railings, despite the fact that there is absolutely nothing. This is an incredibly popular space because there is nothing, because there is no controls, no management, no railings.
Yeah.
And if you go there, Chairman, anytime at close to sunset, on a holiday, you'll find people kite flying, drone flying, dog walking, cycling, tricycling, scootering. This is, and nobody hurts them each other. Everybody works together to keep this place themselves. They all know they're on borrowed land, and nobody falls into the sea, and there'll be no incidents. So, Chairman, I mean, I think we should be extremely careful with the suggestion that we should start redeveloping this as public space and handing it over to the LCSD, and we're ending up with a glass railing and everything else. And I must say, on that point, recently some railings were tested, whether it was a glass railing or a metal railing, for testing for the SPS project from the Central Western District Council, and that went viral on the internet because people were really scared that the entire pier would be surrounded by glass railings, which people don't want. So this space we should be very, very careful with, please. Thank you.
Okay. We hear you and we record that. It's good point. Please. Sure.
Thank you, Chairman. I would actually suggest to use this case as a starting point for studying on how actively an authority or like HA should actually manage the public open space and or so to speak to non-manage the public open space. Thank you.
Okay, right. We'll put it on the list. Thank you.